This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
I imagine now that the MLB draft is wrapping up and all that, that the Rangers are going to get quite a few calls from the competition around baseball, wanting to see what their strategy is going into the trade deadline. If I'm CY, I'm saying I'm open to listen to anything, but we're pretty much standing pat while looking for a bullpen arm and maybe a power bat. That would be my perspective. We go to the Sean and RJ show, 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan, and we have some RJ choppy audio for you to take a listen to, see if it convinces you.
The thing with Seager is that he is a tremendous player, and that works for him. The problem you run into is that when you're a guy of his stature, you're a leader on the team, and young guys follow you.
Right.
So you get guys out there that are up-and-coming players, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Adolis isn't really an up-and-coming player, but, you know, if you get a guy like, you know, imagine if Jake DeGrom was never throwing bullpens and Jack Leiter comes up, and Jack Leiter's like, well, what? I want to be Jake DeGrom.
Right.
If he's not throwing a bullpen, why would I throw a bullpen?
Yeah.
Right, so you get some of the younger guys, and you don't want that to...
Like, the habits, to be copied, bad habits.
Bad habits. You don't want to be poisoned, right? Because Corey Seager, let's be fair, he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's Corey Seager.
Yeah.
He's a two-time World Series MVP. He is one of the best shortstop in baseball. And if he doesn't want to take batting practice, go ahead. Right? I don't know how he gets better as an infielder if he's never taken infield, but somehow he's still really, really good. But you cannot have other guys following that
lead.
And I don't know what that means they're going to do, but let's say that they get to the trade deadline and they're still 9.5 back in the division and they're still 4 games back in the wild card and they're still about a game under 500 at the trade deadline. They're not going to add. I don't see them adding without subtracting at the same time. I don't think this team wants to get into the tax again. And if they add, they're probably going to get into the tax again. So would you be okay if they unloaded Seager and got a haul back?
Okay. If it's an absolute haul, I'd be open-minded to it. Can you win the trade in such a profound way that you can imagine replacing his production, you know, in the not-too-distant future with a good level of certainty to it? But just to understand Choppy's point, now the difference is you're looking at a young rebuilding team with Carter and Langford and Young, and I guess Berger kind of applies to that as well, although he's in his third full big league season. Corey Seager's a two-time champion. I think that's a tough sell, but again, I'm open-minded to it. If you're talking about getting an absolute haul that could set this team up for the future, Corey Seager's not getting any younger. But I'm gonna go ahead and take a pass on that and hope I can keep Simeon Seager Garcia hot going into the final 80 games of the season or 60 games of the season and try to run this thing back. You know, I think they're a World Series contender right now.
Yeah, I think it's different that they took 2 of 3 against Houston. right? So now we're going into the break here and we're feeling like the offense is clicking. They got a shot here. I don't think that they are willing to go ahead and go over that luxury threshold for the third year in a row. So in terms of being buyers, they're going to have to sell off some salary most likely in a deal to make that happen. I think that is absolutely accurate. And I do think that CY would pick up the phone if a team wanted Corey Seager. Now, the likelihood that they would trade him, I think, is, I mean, you're talking, what, a 5% chance? It's going to have to be an incredible offer. And I do wonder a little bit of the Rangers just went to San Diego, played the Padres, and some of this stuff trickles out a little bit. And San Diego with A.J. Preller, super aggressive team. If there was a team that was going to try and make this happen, the Padres make a lot of sense. They've got some assets in their farm, and even though they did just do the Juan Soto deal, and C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore and James Wood have been awesome with the Nats, they've got a catcher who is really, really good in Ethan Salas. That's their number two ranked prospect in the farm at 19 years old, 6'1", 185. I think that a deal would probably start around him. Now, Siegs would have to waive a no-trade clause to begin with. We saw Max Scherzer do this 2 years ago when he was with the Mets to go to the Rangers. So the player can do that. I don't think Seager would want to go anywhere when it comes to the East Coast. Yankees, Red Sox, Mets. I don't think he's interested there. West Coast might make some more sense. I don't think it's likely, but all the things I saw firsthand, what RJ was talking about. Corey is kind of a lone wolf. He's out in the hallway. He's just working on the swing, going through, hey, I'm watching the cam here, getting ready. And yeah, other players might see that, and maybe others do want to replicate that. Corey's not the spoken leader. That's not him. And it's probably unfair to put that stuff on him. That's not his fault if somebody else wants to feel that way. Like, it goes back to Kevin Pillar's comments.
It does.
Are guys, like, doing their own thing? Corey is. Corey's doing his own thing. So there might be some people inside the Rangers organization that look at that. And the other thing is, right now he has still been a very good defensive shortstop, but he's about to be 32 years old, and he's a taller guy. And you've got Sebastian Walcott, who's going to be coming up the pipe.
And now Fiend.
Sure. When you get to 33, 34 years old, and you ask Corey Seager, will you move positions? He says no. That could end up being a problem. So I can kind of get, like, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world to have the conversation. I get Ranger fans saying, F.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You, that's a future Rangers Hall of Famer, World Series MVP. We love him. But if this team ends up sliding coming out of the All-Star break and they're not looking at contenders, that's probably the player you're getting the most return for. And I don't think CY's trading DeGrom, Eovaldi. It's tough to get pitching. I think he probably looks at this and says, I've got Josh Smith on my roster already who can start at shortstop. Like, I could maybe, if the offer was worth it, I could consider it. I don't think it's happening, but it's possible.
You know, I think this would be really interesting, as you mentioned, if they hadn't split against the Angels and beat the Astros, if they hadn't led Major League Baseball in runs scored over the last seven games. I think there could be some legitimate interest in this from the organization standpoint, and I absolutely would be. But the offense began to sort itself out 6 weeks ago, okay? April and May were just bizarre, like not, you know, who you really were. And, you know, they prove they're in the middle third. I think they're in the process now of establishing maybe in the second half of the season they'll be in the top third offensively. But what happened, like, starting around June was they kept getting their pitchers hurt, right? So then they lost some games because their starters weren't good or their bullpen got their teeth kicked in. And that's really going to normalize along with their offense. I think this team's going to be great. If I'm Ray Davis, I'm like, that's fine. We don't need to add. I don't need payroll, right? It would be nice to add a bullpen arm and a bat. But I think this team's good to go right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for them, especially if they come out of the gates post All-Star break and keep trending in this direction where, okay, the offense is back and the pitching is still rocking and rolling. They're winning games and the wild cards in striking distance, hopefully above 500 by the time the deadline gets here. I mean, I would love to see them add to the bullpen. But, yeah, with where they're at now and where they've been and how they've been playing, it's hard to stomach the idea of trading Corey Seager right now. If the start of the year had spiraled into now, like we are
10 out of the wild card.
Like we're guaranteed sellers, then I think I'd be down to have the conversation. As you mentioned, Wolchuk, the no trade clause makes it that much more difficult. But in that case, if the Rangers were clearly in a sellers and tanking kind of mode, then maybe Seager would be interested to go to a winning team at that point. But at this point, with the way they're playing, dude, it's hard to stomach that idea.
Yeah, they've still got a shot. In the 6'8", you guys sound real Nico Harrison-ish. I mean, look, Luka was 26 in his prime. Of course, he's about to be 32 years old. I don't think there's a comparison there. And 9-5-1, fortunately, you have to build around Seager. I say Semien is your only opportunity to get some young talent. He's
not.
Not
getting anything for Semien.
No, Seager is, like, that's why you would do that. It's because Seager would net you a legit good haul back of assets. Yeah. Semien's not. Simeon's not going to do that for you.
And to the point of the text, I'm not going to do this. You know?
I mean, again, I think it's probably less than a 5% chance the Rangers would even consider doing that.
I want to trade Evan Carter, though. I just don't trust his back. I'd like to trade Tyler Mahle. You know, if you want to get rid of payroll and someone's willing to be like, sure, if you give us a prospect and Tyler Mahle will eat the rest of that salary for you. I could see that. You know, same thing with Jock Peterson. Is he going to give you something? Probably not. You know, would somebody take Jock Peterson and next year's $20 million if you gave him a prospect to eat this salary so we could take that money back out of the trade market and do something else? I think those are really the only trade ideas I want to consider.
Why not? Why would you not consider this? You this guy did get you a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. You know, try and make the next deal. You know,
So you're willing to punt on this season for sure.
Yeah, I'm willing to. I mean, to me, if this means that we're going to get prospects, and I could say, hey, this guy's proven. There's no question around it. Corey Seager is a proven player.
I guess because the window closes when you do that. It's over. Well, you know, now you're hoping that your young prospects become as good as Seager.
If I'm DeGrom, if I'm Evaldi, I'm like, well, then get me out of here too, because we're not going to be doing much in the way of championship contending for a while now.
Well, like to say though, what's your next big step? I mean, how are you going to, you know, are you going to just draft? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, I you got to figure out how you're going to. You've already won a championship with this guy. Do you feel like you're going to win another one?
Well, okay, so you're saying we're not going to win another one. Let's blow this up.
I'm not saying blow it up. I'm just saying, though, he did. The money you paid for him, it got you your championship.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're going to win another one with him here?
I feel like we could.
Okay, if that's the case, then don't make the trade.
Yeah.
But if you're going into this thinking like, I don't know, man, he gets banged up. We've got a shortstop down there Triple A, Double A. That's, you know, we'd like to get up here sooner and later.
Yeah.
Get him going on this thing.
See, I don't know what is. Am I being gullible believing this Rangers team can get back to that level?
Well, I'm grateful that they signed Corey Seager. And I'm grateful we got a championship. But I'm also thinking, like, if I don't believe that I can win another championship with the way this thing's currently constructed with him as a part of it, and I can get prospects. More prospects, younger players, and then also maybe get Wolcott up here at some point in time. I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to sit there and hold on and hope that this guy is going to get me another championship. I appreciate the fact that he's got me one, but I think now it's time for the next big play is what I would do.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Mavs might be getting ready for the next big play. We got an eye on that. We'll discuss it coming up to start the expressway at 5:20. But coming up next, who got it right on Dak, the media or his peers in the league? That's coming up next in the Nation. I have to chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.